Welcome to Fathom's second episode of
Especially
Big
Data.
Especially Big Data, a show where we explore the many subjects data can document while also shedding light on its many limitations. I'm Alex Geller, and today we'll dive into the complications of data collection, why we do it, how we do it, and how far we go to get to a single data point. But before we explore the many places we go, I want to remind you of a simple concept that we often forget about when discussing all of the big data that everyone has these days. For now, let's call it the history book conundrum. We regard the contents of a history book as a recollection of events that occurred in the past. But how often do people remember to ask who wrote the book? And who are they writing it for? History can be written in so many different ways, through street names, monuments, the media, textbooks, and the list goes on. Along with that documentation, the author makes a very real decision to include or exclude information. And whether conscious of it or not, bias is inevitable. In the case of information design, the data collectors, analysts, developers, and designers have a very real power to determine how the rest of us understand the truth. There are so many people turning to data to explain the world around us that we often don't consider the authorship behind the information. And when data comes from a place that we see as a reputable source, we're all the more likely to take it as fact.
Today, a small recorder is keeping track of critical data.
It's time for a reality check, and when you look at the data,
we wanted to get a data cruncher's view
to discover the gold buried in their data.
Now, I'm not trying to undermine the power of data here, but rather remind you of the many hands it passes through before it finally reaches your attention. Who collected the data? How are the questions framed? What population was surveyed? And then there's the presentation of information. Who made the charts? Who determined what axis would be used, or which countries would be featured, or which form the data would take? Someone, or often many someones, make a series of decisions about which information will be communicated and how it will be conveyed to the general public. To better understand how many degrees of separation there are between the audience, the authors, and the cold hard numbers, we'll take this opportunity to dive headfirst into the data collection process. From the door-to-door surveys of the U.S. Census to the mountain-to-mountain process for community health workers, and then to NASA satellites hovering more than 600 kilometers above the Earth. I'm excited to share with you just how far we go to collect a single data point.